You're listening to Writing Snippets, the podcast about writing.
Hey, can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
Yes, my name is Jocelyn Nash Carlin, and I have three beautiful kids, two daughters in elementary school, and one son who's in preschool, and I like to garden.
Very cool. So what do you like to write?
Fantasy. I have tried all different kinds of fantasy, children's fantasy, high fantasy, contemporary fantasy, dark fantasy. I've tried all kinds. Anything fantasy.
Very exciting. Now, what got you into fantasy?
My favorite books from growing up were fantasy, and I just am a daydreamer, and my mind was always going to fantasy lands, so.
That is awesome. Can you share what you are working on now?
Yes, right now I am revising a middle grade fantasy novel. It's a princess and a mermaid for little girls. And then I have also started an adult fantasy, which is sort of a Mesoamerican inspired epic fantasy. So we'll see how that goes.
Awesome. My little girl loves mermaids right now, so we need that book. Are you finished with your mermaid one?
Not with the revision. I have finished a few drafts, but there are more drafts to go.
Can you share what your goals for your writing are?
Well, right now, my short-term goal is to have this mermaid book ready to query and to have this adult fantasy, at least a first draft, done by the end of next year. So that's my short-term goals. Long-term goals, you know, fortune, fame.
Glory.
Glory, yeah.
Well, thank you for being so honest about that. Okay, do you mind sharing with us your strengths, what you feel your strengths are as a writer?
Probably world building. I love books with lots of detailed world building, and so I spend a lot of time doing that in my own writing, and I pay a lot of attention to it, so that's probably my strength.
Okay, can you share your weaknesses?
Weaknesses, writing when it's not fun. Writing when it's a job, that's my biggest weakness right now that I'm struggling with. Getting the first draft out is this big fun rush, but now all the rewrites and all the revisions, I get burned out so easily, and if I want to make this a career, I need to learn how to write when it's not fun.
That's a very good point. I think a lot of people don't think about that.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought that up. What is the hardest thing about writing for you besides that?
Right now, balancing taking care of a very active preschooler with trying to find time for writing is really hard. Really hard. And when it comes to the actual craft, I'm struggling also to differentiate my characters' voices and personalities more, and that's not something that comes naturally for me, so that has been a challenge.
Okay, so the easiest...
The easiest thing, probably coming up with ideas. I'm a fountain, an overflowing fountain of ideas that have never been set to page because I have too many. So that's probably the easiest thing.
Which can also be a hard thing.
Yeah.
You can't get to them. Okay, so why do you write?
I need some sort of creative outlet, and writing is the one that comes most naturally to me. Like I said, I'm a daydreamer. I always have stories in my head, and I'd love to share them with people. And I feel a need to be creative and to express myself. And since I'm brimming with stories, this is a great way to do it.
Very, very cool. So can I ask you what writing program you use, or if you write longhand? Or
I never write longhand because I can't read my own handwriting. So I do MS Word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Do you have any advice for beginning writers?
Just write. I wrote best when I got on a schedule, and I'm not on a schedule right now, and it has really hampered me. So when I was on a schedule, even though I only had about an hour a day, I got a lot done. So schedules help.
That's great advice. Is there anything interesting about yourself you would like to share?
Well, I guess something that's kind of interesting is I was raised in fandom, and so it's second nature to me. My mom started taking me to science fiction and Star Trek conventions when I was about 12. She's an old school Trek fan, and Star Trek was like a second religion in our home. And I have been in and around fanish activities ever since. Star Trek and Harry Potter is the one that I really started getting into on my own. And so I guess one of my other ambitions would someday be to create my own little corner of fandom where people will cosplay and fanfic my stuff.
That would be awesome. So I have to ask you, did you dress up at these things? Did you do costumes?
I didn't have money.
Aww.
So no.
Well, we need to make you rich and famous so you can buy costumes.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, Jocelyn, we're so glad you're on Writing Snippets, and thanks for sharing your time with us.
Okay.
No words were harmed in the making of this podcast. Go to www.writingsnippets.com for more podcasts.